might have been some land on your farm where water would stand all year round, and you might call that a swamp. Okay. And swampy land that's down by the beach near the seashore. Do you have a name for that?
Bottom?
Are you familiar with marshes or salt marshes? Not down to the beach, much?
No, I'm not a beach girl. I've never been to the beach.
Could you describe for me the different kind of soil that was on your farm? Would be found on a farm?
I don't know much about soil other than clay. A sand bar, they call it. A rich soil.
Does loam mean anything to you?
No, I never have been familiar with that name.
Or gumbo?
Gumbo, that's how now I tell you, I'm familiar with what they used to call mud, you know. Sticky, muddy, clay. Yeah, I never have been familiar with that. As I say, I came up from quite young.
So you would never call it either gumbo or?
Loam, I never heard of that.
Water standing in that swamp, and you want to get rid of it, you say, well, we're going to blank the swamp. Those men are out there blanking the swamp. Say we fill the sink up with water, and that we're going to take the stopper out and let the water run out. We say we're going to let the water...
They're draining the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
They are draining the swamp.
Sometimes in draining the swamp, they'll dig ditches. You call them ditches.
Okay. Or trenches, we call them.
Okay. And talk about little bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ones that run out in the woods, fresh water. They just kind of... run, they may not be very big.
They
just say little
branches. Mm-hmm. Or streams. Usually we call it branches.
Or a creek?
Creek. Keep going.
Is there any difference in size between a creek and a branch or a branch?
Mostly
and a stream?
A creek is large enough, and we, you know, a long time ago, my mother, that's what she used to call the small places that she fished. Would be a creek, which was not as big as a river, but a small, you know, place,
mm-hmm.
but deep, and a branch is just a little shallow stream, is what we would call a branch.
Okay. And there might be somewhere, when you were back on the farm, a piece of land where the water had rained real hard, and it had kind of washed it out, maybe like 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
We call that gully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they say that the city of Troy is built on 7. You ever heard that?
The city of Troy is built on what?
7 hills.
7 hills.
You ever heard anybody? Someone told me that Troy was built on 7 hills.
7 hills? I've never heard that before. I'll tell you what I did hear.
What's that?
I heard that this used to be the Indian reservation around here.
Oh.
In fact, I used to work for a man. Used to show me the little stone they used to shoot in the bow and arrow around here.
Oh, I didn't realize they were Indians.
Yeah, they were Indians.
Down
this is
why.
An Indian territory.
Huh. If you saw something that was quite a bit bigger than a hill, you'd call it a...
mountain.